Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let us go now around the NFL on what was also still a very fun NFL Sunday that we had yesterday. Obviously, your Texans get a victory 20-10, but other things were happening as well. Actually, this happened early on a Reaction Monday of sorts. I don't think this is a reaction to the game in any way, but how did you like seeing this, that tight end Brevin Jordan is signing a one-year deal through the 2026 season? So he will be back once again, kind of re-upped on that contract that he was supposed to have this year.
I'm kind of glad that happened a little bit, man, because last year or this year was supposed to be a prove-it year. He got hurt, and I thought he was just going to have to go somewhere else, but it looked like they really got a lot of faith in him, and they want to give him that chance to prove it again.
Just a matter of staying healthy. I don't mind it. You know, his is one of those stories of, like, in the NFL, there are a lot of Brevin Jordans out there that we never heard about.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That never quite, because he's good.
Just bad injuries at the wrong time and don't really have that prove it deal, but. Mm-hmm. I'm glad the Texans are doing this to kind of give them that chance.
You talk about it all the time, crash car sport, you know, or car crash sport, and there's a lot of victims. There's a lot of victims.
There absolutely are. Yeah. Remember, it was a torn patellar tendon that happened during camp, and apparently, according to Aaron Wilson, the rehab is going great as of right now. But he's on track for next season. I will say, and of course, I'm willing very much to put whatever this thought is well behind me until we get the chance to see him. Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be in a trio of Dalton Schultz, big body blocking Cade Stover, and Brevin Jordan. He's supposed to be the speed guy. I do wonder what does that speed look like when he returns?
No, that is more than fair because
and athleticism, right? It's not just speed.
A lot of lower body injuries, and he's that guy. Yeah,
yeah. But thankfully, I'm excited to see him once again. Just because of the dude, like, you talk to Brevin Jordan and you're like, you want him to win. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that's kind of amazing about what this Texas team is doing right now, because you can look at the defense in particular, and we're all gushing over Petrie, Lane, Lumber, and all this physicality. They are a group of some of the nicest dudes in all the NFL. Like, they very much do the, we want to make sure we have the right kind of guy in the building, and that they don't sacrifice a thing when it comes to being football tough and scary and swarmy, all those things.
A big part of last night's win was the culture. It's not going to make any headlines, but that's what ultimately led to the guys that were out there.
The Texans will also benefit as we continue around the NFL in a draft pick type of way, because their second round pick, not their own, but the one that they have and they acquired in trading away Laremy Tunsil, continues to get better and better as the Washington Commanders were skunked. They got zeroed out against the Minnesota Vikings. I'm talking about J.J. McCarthy 3-touchdown game versus the Commanders. And I think the most notable thing is that Jaden Daniels was taken out in this game after he throw. Was it an interception? I believe it was an interception. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to track back. He just gets shoved into the dirt. His non-throwing shoulder hits the ground. And apparently that was all Dan Quinn needed to see. Dan Quinn pulls his starting quarterback just because he feels like the game is just out of hand.
Yeah.
It's not going the right way and it's not worth it. Do you agree with a head coach doing that in the sport that we call football?
I think I do, only because we don't know what the pain level was. You know, it's already being affected. He's already being affected. It was kind of out of their hands. And you know what? I like it because the Texans, do they have a top five pick right now? I believe they do.
What, in the second round?
Yeah.
It would currently be sixth in the second round. Mm-hmm. So what, I don't remember what my math is, 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not bad for another pick. And we know it's not even guaranteed that they take that one, right? It could very much move around.
Yeah.
So the Texans getting a better look at that one. But also, I think that this is, and look, injury is always a weird time to try and bring this up because I'm not trying to like dance on nobody's grave metaphorically or whatever. However, the crowning and the coronation of Jayden Daniels as the next best rookie season of all, here you go with year two and the downs of it as well.
We are familiar with that. But I don't think they have much to worry about with him, but I thought that was the right move.
Oh, yeah. And from the 713, did you see the hit on Zach Ertz? I completely forgot that.
Oh, boy. I don't want to see it again.
Because I'm a little squeamish when it comes to injuries, like even just the hyperextension. I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And his knee was bending the wrong way. In a different plane of direction.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot the wrong way.
We are done here with Zach Ertz. Are we not? He's 35, I believe.
Yeah. That was brutally, brutally bad.
And to be fair to Zach Ertz, that is a player that was able to ring out probably about 3 or 4 years that I didn't think he had anymore. Mm-hmm. When he went to Arizona away from Philadelphia, it looked like you were getting a significantly less good, for lack of a better, a more eloquent way of saying it, less good version of a tight end.
Yeah.
He was fine. He was one of those elite tight ends when he was in Philly. They move on to Dallas Goedert and you go, he was one of those tight ends that you need to draft in fantasy football because there's usually like a handful of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped being that and I was like, oh, okay, this is done here.
Yeah.
He managed to wring out some more years, but this one feels like this could be done for
him. Yeah, that's probably it.
Which is really, really sad to see of that. Some other things around the NFL. Cincinnati just couldn't help the Texans out, could they?
That was the one, right? That was the one that, man, they had total control of this. They had control of this game until they did some very uncharacteristic things.
Some wonky stuff, man.
Very uncharacteristic. Wonky is the right word.
I mean, Joe Burrow with this offense is a menace. Mm-hmm. I mean, this game got to the place where, what was the score? 28-18 for the Bengals early on in the fourth quarter. They were doing a great job of scoring. And really, the defense was showing up enough, not necessarily linear, but enough.
Yeah.
And then the Buffalo Bills rattle off 3 touchdowns in the span of, what is that, about 4 minutes?
And that interception that clinched it for Buffalo, that was so unlike Joe Burrow. You know, he's not necessarily the gunsling. Like, you could see Patrick Mahomes throwing that interception. You know, just trying to make a play, trying to shot put it, because he did. He just kind of shot putted the ball. But not Joe Burrow, but that was the ball game.
Can I give you a statistic from this game?
What's that?
What do you think the Bengals went on third down percentage-wise? Just give me a random guess at percentage-wise that you think that they were on third down.
30?
On 12 third downs, they converted 10 of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is cartoonish now, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Just the offense is a howitzer, and the defense is a water pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just continues to be that. Obviously, you got to give credit to the Buffalo Bills standing up when standing up needed to happen. The Bills still look really good against everybody, not named the Houston Texans.
Yeah. That's again, we said that earlier. You know, all you need to know about the Texans defense is what the Bills have done before and after facing the Texans.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that for me, I just keep looking at the Cincinnati thing and I just go, one, It feels like Zach Taylor's definitely going to be looking for work, right? He might need to fire up the old CV, as the Brits would call it. Get that situated. But I keep asking, how viable is what Cincinnati is doing?
We're getting the answer. We're getting the answer in living color. That's a game they should have won.
Do they need to give up one of those wide receivers in order to help them actually do this in a more balanced way?
Well, they didn't pay either. They didn't pay their guys on defense either.
No. You know?
Yeah, so.
No. All right. The Steelers
are still around.
The Steelers are still around. I'm glad you made
mention. That's Mike Tomlin for you, man.
He's got nine
As soon as
lives.
The noise started getting a little loud, he win a game and ended up over 500.
Did this game make you feel good about anyone? The Steelers get a 27-22 win over the Ravens. Ravens had a couple of instances where they had an opportunity to try and drive and win, and they just couldn't. Mm-hmm. There was a touchdown that was overturned by Isaiah Likely that has been real questionable around the league. But I'll ask the question again. Did this game make you feel good about anybody?
No, I'm not in terms of good. I'm not scared of the Steelers, if that's what you're asking.
I guess. I guess in a roundabout way, that's a good enough answer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was just. I don't want to see any of the AFC North.
And the Ravens are done, right?
It feels like it. Mm-hmm. At this point, where are they falling now in the grand scheme of things? Mm-hmm. Again, I believe the Ravens currently 6-7, along with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. They still have a path through the AFC North because nobody is running away with that. But yeah, the Steelers are 7-6 in that space. So yeah, it's nasty. I love getting a chance to now be on the side where I look at a division winner and go, should we really let all the division winners in?
Well, should we? That's a common question.
Should we let the pours over there in the AFC North.
Don't be peacocking too much, man, because look at our division a couple years ago, man.
That's what I was, that's, that was
years
the joke.
Ago, how about every year?
Yeah.
That was absolutely the joke I was making, but yes.
11 a.m. on Saturday. Well, by the way, you think the Texans are good enough defensively they won't play the 11 a.m. game on Saturday?
This defense or noon draws or enough attention that I think they the defense being of all world might be able to get the Texans out of the Saturday slot. Of course, write this down when I'm eventually wrong and the honorary Texans spot does hit in the way that it was supposed to be. The Ravens win out. They win the division via tiebreak. Thank you, 2-8-1.
Just think about this for a second, though. The Ravens and Chiefs have the same record as the Dolphins.
Hey, you say that with that derisive tone?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, man,
I did.
The Dolphins are still playing for that.
They're still playing.
I think that coach remains next year, and I think that they remain kind of like a pseudo interesting team, like in that same like middle space where they could be in the hunt for the playoffs next year. It's weird to say, but I do look at them and I go, hey. All that drama that was happened earlier.
They've been interesting.
They've won four in a row.
They've been interesting, if nothing else.
They've won four games in a row. Yeah. Talk about a team that does not have a winning streak at all.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are the Cleveland Browns doing?
Oh, man, I forgot. That's what I wanted to get to right away. So what is the situation with Stefanski and Shedeur Sanders?
Well, Stefanski is a dead man walking, and he clearly had – well, actually, I think it's true to say that he clearly has at least a professional distaste for Shedeur Sanders as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think that's fair to say. I don't need to take it to the place of personal. I don't want to take it to a place of personal, but that's clearly not his cup of tea at quarterback. And it is interesting to say that because Shedeur Sanders had himself a game, Bubba. He had himself a game. Shedeur Sanders on the day versus the Tennessee Titans. 23 of 42, 364 yards, 3 touchdowns, and an interception, including getting them in a place to score a touchdown and with an opportunity to tie this football game. And at which point the Browns decide, and Kevin Stefanski is a decision maker, decides to go, well, 1-for-2 because they need to need to tie the game, but goes with a Quinshon Judkins wildcat with an additional running back in the backfield, like. And fake reverse play. I can't even accurately describe it, but it fails miserably. What was your reaction to seeing this 2-point conversion?
You talk about Stefanski. To me, it's as simple as this. I think this is a classic case of ego. Two guys that are in charge of the Browns that wanted two different quarterbacks. I don't think this was as simple as and his explanation after the game was just awful. Trying to explain.
You want
to
hear it?
Let's hear it.
This is stuff Kevin Stefanski, where the media was pressing him on what happened on that 2-point conversion.
What's supposed to happen on that last 2-point conversion?
Yeah, not going to get into all the specifics, Jeff, but obviously it did not go as we thought it would.
Did you make that call or did Tommy?
Yeah, I make every call. I make every call.
I mean, I think this is Stefanski. Shedeur Sanders is not Stefanski's guy. And he's just, I'll show you. I think ego is a big part of this.
I'm not sure if I actually I mean, think that but this particular instance, I don't think that this is what came in.
I think right here, because he did the same thing earlier in the game too, just that wildcat. They kind of been doing it all season.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, Shedeur was kind of hot, man. Mm-hmm. He was kind of hot. And I think leaving him on the field is a threat. And so you take him off the field.
Exactly.
And everybody know what you about to do mm-hmm. when you in the wildcat like that. So that, to me, I just didn't understand that. Like, I get it early on in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, when the game is on the line, you got to have your quarterback on the field.
And,
like
that, and that quarterback, the way he's playing. And I don't think it's necessarily like in the – I think it's just been – if you go back to the preseason and the draft and even further and – how they've handled Shedeur the whole season. I think this has all the markings of that's not my guy, it's your guy, and I want my guys on the field.
I strongly agree with that. Yeah. I think in this moment, there is a place to bash, I guess, for lack of a better term, Stefanski. I think it is more just as a play caller, period, than it is about Shedeur himself.
Well, then he overthought it or did the wrong thing.
Agreed.
And this is the other thing too. He gave up play calling.
Mm-hmm.
So his offensive coordinator, I think it's Tommy Reese, is calling the plays. And right there, I feel like he probably just took the bullet for him. Maybe he said, hey, you know, I'm fine with the play call or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think right there he kind of took the bullet
but
for
I
him.
But I think also it's his decision to get him off the field or not.
Yeah, no, you know? I agree.
It's like D'Amico Ryans doesn't call the defensive plays. But I think he would say, what do you mean you don't want Will Anderson on the field on third and eight? You know,
yeah. He's a head coach, so I think he'd probably veto that play if he wasn't comfortable with it.
I think that there was a number of players in that locker room that were defensive of it, saying that, "Hey, man, we've run like this is one of our 2-point plays. Mm-hmm. We've run this a lot," and I would agree with in that moment you need your best 2-point play. Call it. I just feel like you probably should have a 2-point play that threatens to throw the football.
Yeah, I think you just can't take a quarterback off the field like that, right. Especially the way he's been playing. And then, by the way, he did rush for a touchdown.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Four touchdowns total.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Speaking of Shedeur Sanders, this is what he had to say about the circumstance.
I was thankful that I was driving down the field and we scored.
Did you wish you had the ball in your hand in that moment to tie the game?
If I'm out there any play, you know, I would wish I would always have the ball in my hand, but that's not what football is. Sometimes you got to run the ball. Sometimes you got to kick a field goal. You know, everything. That's the game. That's the most important thing is the ball. So in any situation, of course you would want to, but I know we practiced something and we executed it in practice and we just didn't seem to this day. So I would never go against, you know, kind of like what the call was.
If I'm out there, I want the ball. If I'm out there, I want the ball. And by the way, this is growth for him because I kind of fully expected him to say, well,
I don't even know what that'd be born out of because I think he's largely given the right answers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He kind of does it with that smile. Yeah. Like he's 60% of his pops, right?
Yeah, the thing is, he's not like a robot when it comes to players talking to the media because right. I feel like some players have a script where they just say the same thing where you be like, all right, he ain't giving us no answer.
Right.
He's not really going by that script,
mm-hmm.
but he's giving his honest political answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds just like his dad too, man.
He does. Goodness. He does sound like his pops. And so happy trails as we round up around the NFL. We mentioned a couple of these teams, but the Commanders, the Jets, the Falcons, and now the Browns have been eliminated from playoff contention.
Man, they ain't in the hunt no more.
Nah, not nearly in the hunt. And I see you, AZ Storm Walding, on the YouTube. We assume that the Cleveland Browns won to win. Is it possible? Secret tank?
I don't.
Secret tank?
I could kind of see it.
I'm doubting myself.
I could kind of see it because, look, man.
Three and ten.
Yeah. Hey, they took a long time to put Shedeur out there anyway. And I don't think they thought he was going to be balling like this where they give him a chance to win.
Yeah.
I could kind of see it.
The number four pick as of right now, secret
mm-hmm.
tank.
Mm-hmm.
Secret tank for the Cleveland Browns. But yes, they joined the Falcons, Jets, and Commanders as no longer competing for postseason football. Can't say that about the Houston Texans, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't say that about the Houston Texans, not one bit. Happy Victory Reaction Monday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. That's how we go around the NFL. Coming up next, I want to talk about something that really shocked me We talked about the possibility of the matchup within this game and the matchup between coaches. And I don't know if he was the worst in this game, but he definitely made the worst decision. I kind of want to talk about Andy Reid. Let's do it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.